Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
It's World Book Day next Thursday, but Asda put out a list today of the top five most memorable opening lines from books. So, classic books and their opening line. So I'm going to give you the opening line. You shout out the answer.
Okay.
I'm so widely read. The first couple are fairly obvious, so if you get these ones wrong, you're fired. At five, Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank.
I presume Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. Yeah. Now, this one, you might struggle to narrow down the actual one, but when Mr. Bilbo Baggins, a bag end, announced that he would shortly be celebrating his 11th birthday, was a party of special magnificence.
Is that Lord of the Rings?
Yes, but which one do you know?
Fellowship.
Yes, well done, yeah, Fellowship of the Ring. Right, at three, it was a bright, cold day in April and the clocks were striking 13.
Oh, I do know that one.
Think of the 80s.
Is it 1984?
Yes, George Orwell's 1984. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It's good, this quiz, isn't it? Come on, shout the answers at home, you know it. Dickens, Tale of Two Cities.
I was going to say that! Okay. Why didn't I just guess?
Final one should be fairly obvious, but we'll see. All children except one grow up.
Peter Pan.
Yes, Peter Pan. That's the nation's favourite opening line, apparently. There we go. Interestingly, 50 Shades of Grey didn't make it.
Really?
It didn't make it to the top 10, though. No. Interesting, that, isn't it? Pages 13 and 14 did. They were never. On the Breakfast Show this morning, giving you a chance to win tickets to go and see Madness, who are playing Haydock Park Racecourse on July the 3rd. And Laura's on this morning. Morning, Laura.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Laura. Laura's on her way to work in Wigan. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
Phew, I've got the right person. Right, where do you live, Laura?
I live in Lee.
You live in Lee. So you live in Lee, you're travelling to work in Wigan, and I know you're a rugby fan, but which do you support? Is it a Lee or Wigan Warriors? Which way do you go?
A Wigan Warriors.
Wigan Warriors. You live in Lee and you support Wigan Warriors. What are you doing?
It's family.
Is it? Okay, blame them. All right, so were you at the Brisbane Broncos game on Saturday night?
I was, yeah.
Did you think when he went to Golden Point, did you think you were going to go and win it?
I had that feeling that we might just do it, but
never mind. Hard lines, as they say. Yes, okay. Right, Laura, well, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets. Let's see if we can win you some Madness tickets, courtesy of a movie. So, we'll play you a clip from a film which has the word love in the title. Here comes the clip, then you tell me what the film is. Here it is.
I got a delivery.
What is this?
Surprise! I have a plan. I've written you letters. Letters that will be coming to you all sorts of ways. Now you must do what I say, okay?
Okay, so what is the movie with the word love in the title there, Laura?
P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You, yes! It is! Have you seen the film, Laura?
I have, yeah.
Oh, did you cry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, even as a bloke, I admitted before that I shed a tear. It's a very moving film. So no shame there, Laura. So well done. You got yourself a couple of tickets. You're going to go and see Madness at Haydock Park in July. Is that all right for you, Laura?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Good,
thank you.
Because in July, the sun will be out, unlike this morning. Is the rain bouncing on your car at the minute, or are you all right?
It's all right at the minute.
Okay. Have a great day at work, Laura. Thanks for being a star on the radio.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Bye! Hello to Ashley Regan, who's in Skelmersdale. Hello, Ashley. She's getting set to move over to Australia, apparently. We've had an email through from your mates, from Claire, Nikki, Hannah and Grace. We're going to miss you loads, is the message. So, Ashley Regan from Skem, enjoy your life in Australia. Wow. Right, let's bring on someone else who's moving, actually. Here's Sue. Morning, Sue.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Sue. Now, Sue, at the moment, lives in Goulburn. Now, we had Ashley there. She's going to Australia. I know you're moving house soon, Sue. Where are you moving to?
Goulburn.
Okay.
That's a mile away.
Okay, so you're in the process of packing up, are you, at the moment?
Yeah, we are.
It's a nightmare, isn't it? So are you doing the move yourself, or have you got a company in to do it? How are you doing it?
I think we're going to do a bit of both.
A bit of both. So have you got lots of newspaper to wrap up all those delicate porcelain pots and things like that? You've got all
Yeah, all that. Black
ham. Oh, it's horrible. Mountains of bubble wrap and all kinds of stuff like that. Oh, well. Well, good luck with the move, Sue.
Thank you.
And good luck in work today. Well, you're off to work. Where do you work?
I work in Skelmersdale at Stackright.
Stackright, OK. And what do you do there?
I'm the HR and accounts manager.
Oh, better behave. Hang on, gang, we're going to have to behave on the show. We've got someone in HR on the show. Okay. All right, we're all on our best behaviour. put that down. You can't do that in public. In the right, okay. Right, okay. Sue, I have a pair of tickets to give away here for Empire Cinemas Wigan. To win them, you need to identify our little lyric this morning from the gang at Ashurst Primary School. Here we are.
Hi, my name is Riley. This is my lyric. It's strange, but it's true. I can't get over the way you love me like you do. But I have to be sure when I walk out that door.
All right, so, Sue, what's the song? Who sings it?
I think it's Queen, Want to Break Free.
You think correctly. Must just tell you very quickly about an amusing senile exchange between my mum and my mother-in-law yesterday afternoon, OK? Picture the scene. My mum is in our kitchen that we're down yesterday. She gets a text from the mother-in-law and she reads it out loud. So the text read, "Are you in Gemini?" To which my mum texted back, "Yes." And I'm stood there thinking, "No, you're not. You're in my kitchen." So I'm like, "Did you just text her back on the assumption that she wanted to confirm your star sign?" I'm sure she actually wanted to know if you were at the retail part with IKEA and Marks in Warrington. Oh, yes! Are you in Gemini? Yes, May 31st. No, you've missed the point. Can't make it up. There's no hope for me, is there, really?
Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.